Texas has been ramping up border funding for several years now, and generally it comes from state taxpayer money, just general revenue.
It's election year, and one of the pressing topics in the presidential race is border security and immigration. Last week, we focused on finding out what responsibilities lie with Texas and what lies with the federal government. Now, we zero in on the costs and economic impact of immigration. Texas makes up about half of the U.S. and Mexico border, and it's using its own resources to fund border security. I'm Bree Flores, and Texas wants to know, what is immigration costing Texas taxpayers? I first spoke with Karen Brooks Harper. She's the Health and Human Resources reporter at the Texas Tribune. She also covers the state budget. Before we get into how much that costs, I ask her what the federal government can do to support border funding.
The federal government basically is responsible for funding the Border Patrol, you know, in terms of the money, right? We're talking about the money. Funding the Border Patrol, the park rangers, the immigration officials, FBI, ATF, all those agencies that engage in national border control. The federal government, of course, handles the federal court cases, the cost of immigration processing, maintaining the detention centers, things like that.
And what can Texas provide for border protection?
The state is welcome to add Texas National Guard, Texas DPS officers. They can fund agencies that peripherally deal with it, like courts and things like that. But we're talking about the Texas National and State Guard, Texas DPS officers. You know, a lot of people know the Texas Department of Public Safety troopers. You know, they have a whole range of areas, but troopers are what's being used in a lot of times. That means a wall or other barriers, you know, the busing or flying of immigrants to other cities. The state would pay for all that. That's their responsibility if they want to do that. The state can also build a wall because they've started doing that. They've built, you know, about a dozen miles so far, and the Texas legislature just allocated, you know, like $1.5 billion to finish it.
$1.5 billion?
The governor got his $1.5 billion, you know, re-up on his border, you know, funding. But they put, you know, total, including that, they put nearly $5 billion, billion dollars, $5 billion into, I want to make sure nobody thinks I'm saying million, into border security just last session, just for the next 2 years. And that doesn't include any money that they might add, you know, with the strike of a pen, which Abbott can do, with the support of his allies in the state government, and he has plenty. So there was some pushback, but at the end of the day, they got all the money they wanted, really, for that. That's probably not going to change anytime soon either. The issue hasn't gotten smaller since last year, and who knows what will happen in the next year.
And where do they get this money?
Texas has been ramping up border funding for several years now, and generally it comes from state taxpayer money, just general revenue. You know, the pattern state budget writers have been falling into in recent years has been allocating, you know, billions to various state agencies, like the DPS mainly is getting the majority of that money, and in some cases, local jurisdictions, and then, you know, billions more to Abbott's office, specifically for his own border fund to use how he chooses, with the help from other state leaders and budget officials in between sessions. You know, legislative sessions and budget cycles, he can shift money from other agencies into the state agencies that he's already funding with his own fund. So, I mean, there's quite a lot of latitude for the governor to put as much money as he wants. Operation Lone Star, and we're looking at about $12 billion for Operation Lone Star so far in the 2.5, 3 years it's been up.
In the last episode, we explain how Operation Lone Star was a joint operation between the Texas Department of Public Safety and the Texas Military Department for the Texas and Mexico border. The operation started in 2021. Operation Lone Star, it's been criticized here and there for its cost and how much money it's using. What are the pros and cons and arguments people say about the operation?
The average in December across the entire U.S.-Mexico border, for example, was 7,000 daily average encounters. So if you do the math, that's about it's just under 250,000 every month. So the simplest argument Abbott and his supporters in the legislature have been able to make for Lone Star is that it's a critical need, you know, that there is a problem happening, that Lone Star has to happen because, you know, Biden administration hasn't been doing what Texas needs them to do to protect the border.
Who's against it and what's their argument?
There are some border Democrats whose districts include these heavy traffic regions, and they aren't entirely against the notion of stepped up border spending. For them, it tends to be less about the money and effort, more about the humanitarian side of it. You know, is it necessary to endanger the lives of children and, you know, maim people and in the interest of border security if there are other ways to achieve it?
Both economic and also it's moral, and it's part of the American story. Is, you know, the American dream is all about having a home and having a family. And I think those two things are what people need to think about when they think about immigrants here in the state of Texas.
That's Juan Carlos Serra. He's the Texas State Director for the American Business Immigration Coalition.
Immigration benefits the Texas economy. They generate an income of almost $33.9 billion in spending power. That's money that goes into our economy, into our roads, our airports, our infrastructure, and our daily services.
So those are the pros and cons of Operation Lone Star. What are the results?
2.5 years later, we're seeing the highest number we've ever been.
Karen, we see how much effort goes into Operation Lone Star. Even if it's debated, how much does it cost the Texas government to maintain it?
So the cost in general is $12 billion. Is, you know, it's roughly the same amount of new money that the state put towards the new property tax cuts this year. You know, it's about 9% of the cycle's general revenue. It's just a big number. It was just under a third of the budget surplus. You know, they got a lot of money from the surplus. They got a lot from the pandemic funding. It's just, so it's a lot of money, which begs a bigger question of how sustainable it is in the long run.
Are there any other expenses the state is taking for border protection?
The transport of migrants out of the state has been a big one. Their most recent numbers I've seen are somewhere in the area of $124 million that have been spent on that. And this is all state taxpayer money. This is not property taxes. It's not, you know, there's no income tax here, so it's definitely not that. It's literally the sales tax you pay at the store and the tax you pay on your insurance claims and, you know, to a lesser extent, gas pump. So, you know, this is all general revenue we're talking about almost 2 years, and it's been a $124 million price tag.
And what are the logistics to bus migrants away from Texas?
It has to be voluntary, right? To show release by the, you know, U.S. Marshals in order to go, you know, to leave the country and to leave the state while they wait for their, you know, their cases to go through. They'll jump on the bus to Chicago and then they'll drop them off at the bus stop in Chicago. And there's nothing beyond that. The rest of the logistics, honestly, the more complicated ones are probably handled by the receiving cities than they would be here, because they just put them on a bus and send them off.
How much would this operation cost?
I think that 124 million pretty much encapsulates all of that on the Texas side. And that would be for, you know, whatever care they take of them on their long bus trips up. You know, imagine they're feeding them on the way to New York, for example, and things like that. So it's become a pretty big operation. I can tell you that the state legislature has the Republican majority in the state legislature means that there is a very strong appetite for funding border ops, you know, state-sponsored border ops, you know, right now.
Since our conversation, records have shown that Texas spent more than $148 million to bus migrants.
One thing is to talk about the cost, but then what are the actual needs of the people on the ground doing the job of protecting the border? Oh, should we get more technology? Do we talk about, you know, whether it's a fence, a wall, or any other type of infrastructure? That's going to cost more. That's going to cost a lot, of course, especially since Texas has the largest portion of all of the U.S.-Mexico border. So what can we do?
That's Jennifer Aperdy. She's the director of the SMU's Texas-Mexico Center. After the break, we'll talk with her as we look into how immigration may help out Texas taxpayers and the Texas economy, and shouldn't be as strict with its border protection. 2024 is an election year, and one of the topics candidates are discussing the most is the U.S.-Mexico border. Texas covers about half of the border, and the state has taken some border security measures into its own hands. So we are diving into a topic in this two-part series on Texas Wants to Know.
I mean, there's a lot of opinion on the other side, and a lot of research and economic reports that back up the notion that their working contributions, you know, help the economy. They're willing to take jobs that just by virtue of, you know, that a lot of people won't take. You know, they do, you know, migrant workers that travel. They do hard jobs, early jobs. You know, this, I mean, it's not, I'm not breaking any news here when I say that the undocumented, you know, immigrants often take jobs that Americans won't do.
But even if we're paying to reform the border, experts say migrants can make a big impact on the state's economy.
We've had reports over the years from churches in one state comptroller a while back who said that they just have a massive positive impact on the economy. But again, it depends on the perspective of the person who's asking.
The cost of running border security will be different than, let's say, measuring other immigration factors. So when we're talking about the border, it's important to state, okay, what is it that we're measuring? The costs of security.
Immigrants here, they come, they work in industries like construction, like hospitality and food accommodation.
Data shows that undocumented immigrants do contribute a lot to state and local taxes. A lot of people say, well, how can they? Because, they don't have documents. Well, actually, yes, they can. The IRS allows them to have an ITIN number, and that way they report taxes and they pay them. So usually immigrants will contribute a lot through those taxes, as well as property taxes. And those are taxes that stay at local and state levels.
They pay over $4 billion in local, state, and federal taxes. 1.7 billion of those taxes go to local and state coffers. That's money that's used for our schools, our roads, our airports, our infrastructure.
So when people hear or say, oh, immigration, guess what? That encompasses a lot of different things. So yeah, just trying to differentiate perhaps the type of immigrants at the border right now might be different from the situations in the rest of the state.
So, it's a crazy time.
Yeah, no, I get it. It's like a lot of moving parts.
Yeah. The money you have to track the money close because it comes from a lot of different directions.
I'm Bree Flores at News Radio 1080, KRLD, in Dallas-Fort Worth. Thanks for joining me for Texas Wants to Know. If you like the show, please give us a rating and a review wherever you listen to podcasts. We hope you liked our two-part series on the Texas-Mexico border. I wrote, produced, and edited this episode with editorial support from Cooper Mall. Original music is by Michael Eisenstein. Odyssey's managing producer for National News Podcasts is Myron Kaplan.